Good afternoon, everyone. Rhonda R. Hudgens, your networking strategist, here with you today. We will be talking about, it really is all about relationships. It's all about relationships. But before I get started, I want to thank my sponsor, Keith Ivey, the Pro Connector, and his upcoming workshop, Connect Like a Pro, a workshop for serious business men and women, being held in the Atlanta area on February 26th. I have the opportunity to offer some tickets to this wonderful workshop. I will be more than happy to get you that information. Just connect with me after you listen to the show. With that being said, let's get started. There's so much to be said about relationships, and we just can't let it, just can't fly through it. Relationships in life are absolutely vital. People are our most valuable resource. You've heard me say that many, many times. Don't care how much money you got in the bank. Don't care how many cars you own, how big your house is. If you do not have relationships, quality relationships in both your personal life and your business life, all the money in the bank, all the cars in the garage, all the rooms in the big mansion mean nothing if there's no one to share it with, if there's no one to help you build a legacy, a future, something to leave behind, something to look forward to. Relationships are so vitally, vitally important. I was looking up the definition of relationships as far as business relationships and all goes. We all know in our personal lives what relationships mean as a personal relationship. And that's kind of looked at as a romantic relationship. It could be a friendship. It could be our relationship with our children, you know, with our parents. There's so many different forms of relationships, but at the end of the day, they're all relationships, and they all have to be cultivated and nurtured in the very same way. Relationships, according to dictionary.com, are dependence, alliance, kinship, affinity, and I can even pronounce that one, consanguinity, and I did not pronounce that right. I know I did not. Relationship. Kinship refers to a connection with others by blood or marriage. But relationships can be so much more than that. So much more than that. Sometimes the people that we are closest to are not those people that we are related to by marriage or by blood. Sometimes we have friendships that are closer than even our own brothers and sisters or our own parents are. I know I have some young women and a few young men that I've become friends with over the years, either in my church or through my youngest son. And those young men and young women consider me a mom. They will tell you in a heartbeat that they're closer to me than they ever were to their own mother, to their own parents. And that's a valuable relationship to them. And usually they don't go about doing anything to damage it because they value it. It has value to them. Their relationship with me is something they consider very valuable. And at times they consider that relationship more valuable than my own children consider. So that's something to think about. But when we look at what a business relationship is, businessdictionary.com says, and I believe I pulled the page up here. Nope, wrong page. So I'll just look at it from here. Says that a business relationship, the definition and meaning is as follows. As an association between individuals or companies entered into for commercial purposes and sometimes formalized with legal contracts or agreements. Many senior corporate executives maintain a friendly business relationship with an extensive network of other executives, business people, and contractors that they can call upon for advice and or for other business purposes. For what we're talking about today, we're not looking at something so formal as to need a contract or an agreement. We're talking more, I realize I talk more to people who are entrepreneurs, dualpreneurs. If you wonder what a dualpreneur is, it means that you still have your 9-to-5, but you also have a side gig. Mompreneurs, you're the mom who's the stay-at-home mom. You take care of your children. You're there when your school children need you. You take them to the soccer games, the football practices, the baseball practices, the games, the cheerleading, the volleyball. But you also have a business on the side, whether it's Avon, whether it's a cleaning service, whatever it is, you're a mompreneur. Solopreneurs are just entrepreneurs who are actually on their own. They're doing it by themselves. Usually a solopreneur simply hasn't gotten to the point that they can delegate. And it's usually a financial thing. Sometimes it's a control thing, but it's usually a financial thing. But regardless of which one of these you are, you need relationships to grow that business. You've got to have relationships with people. Casual connections, no. Casual connections may bring you one and done, so to speak, as far as a transaction in your business. It was kind of at our lunch and learn on Friday, we discussed my viewpoint, and the three people that were in the little mastermind group agreed with me that the difference between a customer and a client, as I mentioned last week, is a customer is pretty much a one and done. I mean, a customer may be, if you're a real estate agent, for example, a customer, although most of them actually consider their customers to be clients, that the people they sell homes to be their clients. But that could be a one and done. That may be the only time they ever do business with that particular buyer or seller. Because real estate agents also work for the sellers as well, for sellers as well as buyers. So it may be a one and done for them. It may be from my personal definition of customer, which is a one and done transaction, that sale one way or the other may be the only transaction they ever have in business with that person. Whereas a client is someone, for example, if you own a spa and they come on a regular basis, they have a massage set up once a week, they have, other services set up, they're a repeat client. And how we take what might be a one and done customer and turn them into a repeat client is building that relationship. Do I need you to come to me and use my networking strategy services? I most assuredly do. I want to help you get your networking laid out and your strategy in place so you can take it and you can go forth and you can grow and prosper and meet those people you need to connect with and build relationship with so you can grow beyond your expectations. And because they're now connected to you, they can also grow beyond their expectations. And in the process of that, I get to grow beyond my own expectations. So what I bring to the table for you, I can actually get back and receive back myself by growing beyond my expectations. But I don't want you to just come one time. I want you to come and I want you to do the networking strategy. And then I want you to say, well, you know what? This was really good and I put some of the things into place that we laid out, but I want to go with you. I want to get this next step. I want to go with you. I want a handholding package from you, because I want to go to those events that you think I need to be at, because you know there's people there I need to connect with. I want you to hold my hand and introduce me to them. And then when that's said and done, I want to be there when you decide to step up and you take that next step, and maybe you have your own event and you need someone to come in and speak about how people at your event can get to where you got to, and you call me up and you ask me and hire me to come and speak to your people. Or you allow me to come speak in a pay-to-play role where I actually pay you a sponsorship or a fee, and I get to sell that same package that helped you from your stage. I want our relationship not to just be a one and done. Relationships can't just be in business. If in business all you ever have is one and done transactions with people, you connect, they buy from you, you move on. You connect, they buy from you, you move on. If you never have any repeat connections, transactions, how are you going to scale your business? The scale of your business will always be at the level it's at. You'll never scale higher because you're doing one and done, one and done. So you will always be looking for that next customer. It will always be about the next customer. It will always be about the next customer. And that's the only thing you will ever have time to focus on, is getting the leads to find the one person that has not done business with you yet, that you might get to do business with you, making a sale to them, and then moving on. I know several ladies who have been in Mary Kay Cosmetics for 30 and more, up to and 30 years or more. And they did not get to 30 years. They did not get to the director's positions and such by having just only one and done sales. Now, do they have some one and done sales? I guarantee you they do. But I also guarantee you that if they've been with Mary Kay 20, 25, 30 years, they've got clients who've also been with them 20, 25, 30 years. The ones who started out with them, the ones that were the guinea pigs for the things they were learning, the ones who supported them because they loved their personality and they heard good things about the products, or a friend recommended the product and the person, and they're still with them. They built relationship. It really is all about relationship. It's not just an association. An association, truthfully, if I say someone's my associate, I basically mean I know them and I can tell you what they do, and that's about it. They're an associate. I may or may not be willing to refer you to them because they are only an associate. There are people that I am in the presence of 2 and 3 times a week and have been for years that have no idea what I do because we're only associates. They've never taken the time to find out what exactly it is that I do. They've never said, well, by the way, exactly what is it you do? I had someone ask me at lunch yesterday after church, because they really had no idea what I do. So when I explained it to them, I was like, oh, well, that makes so much sense. But so many people in that arena don't know what I do. And they assume they think they do, but they really and truly don't. Because we have an association. We have a connection. We don't have a true relationship. Do we have a form of relationship? Yes, but we don't have a true relationship. If you've been around me 10 years on a weekly basis, 1 to 3 times a week, and you don't know anything about what I do, we have a form and a fashion when it comes to relationship, but we really don't have a true relationship. We have an association. I think there's a big difference in association and relationship. I'm not sure that I would have put an association between individuals and companies entered into for commercial purposes into the definition of business relationship. What I might have put more appropriately would have been a connection. Because I could be associated with you and not be connected with you. But if I'm connected with you, I'm most likely building a relationship with you. And a perfect example is, and we have to nurture those relationships. We have to value those relationships. We have to make sure that the things we do and say are clear and concise and understood. And there are going to be times when there are going to be misunderstandings. We are all human. And when those times come, sometimes we just have to be the bigger person, irregardless if we are right or if we are wrong. We need to even quit screaming in our minds, "But I was right, I was right, I was right," and just do the right thing, because that's a valuable relationship. So I want to thank you all for joining me. I want to ask you all to please have a conversation with me. Go to bit.ly/RRH, book online, and book a conversation with me at the end of February, that 30-minute conversation to get to know me on my dime is going away. So you have until the end of February, and I don't have a lot of openings. So please go book that conversation with me today. Another call to action. First, I want to say thank you so very much for being a weekly listener. But I want you to become a weekly supporter. I want you to become a sponsor of this podcast so that the information that you're getting each week can become more relevant to you, more helpful to you, more real to you. I want to bring you real, relevant help, but I need your help as my sponsor, as my supporter on the financial side of that, to make sure what you're getting from this broadcast each week is truly real, relevant help. Thank you so much for joining me. Again, this is Rhonda R. Hudgens, your networking strategist. We'll see you next week.